Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. How good is Monday?
Yeah, look, I've had better Mondays, Tim.
Oh, mate, why are you sooking already? We're 2 minutes in and
you are
sooking. I'm
trying to stay positive, but I had to scoot myself down 17 stairs today.
My personal favourite thing of knowledge about your house is that you know exactly how many stairs it takes for you to get up and down on your floors. Jess, yes, something has happened here over the weekend. Do you want to say it now? Do you want to wait until a little bit later on?
Look, I'll give a little tease.
A little tease?
I have done something to my knee.
Yes.
Who knows? No one, yeah. Apparently. Not just yet.
You're sitting back on a reclining chair with another chair with your leg propped up. It to me, when I walked in, it looked like you were showing off your flexibility.
How good's my knee?
And I was like, righto, champ. We've all got stuff going on.
I've got a lovely new brace on my knee. Yeah, it was an interesting game of footy. I was nearly about to score my very first try ever.
Look, because of this, we can go into that later, but your version of nearly and my version of nearly, very, very different. But Jess, we must move on with the show. I hope you're feeling all right. You can sit down. You can use your mouth, so you're still good to work.
My favourite part of this is that I get to boss you around for the next few days.
It's already been a fun morning for myself. But Jess, the way I'm going to turn it around is by putting people on the short list to go and see the Backstreet Boys on our world famous rooftop. That's how I get through today.
You have to be a Hit VIP first, though. We can't do that before you.
All right.
Have to become a Hit VIP at hit.com.au, and then we will get you one step closer to the Backstreet Boys.
That's right. So hit.com.au is where you need to be.
Yeah, but Tim, coming up next, I want to tell you about a lady who gets, when she gets drunk, she steals.
Not good. Don't do that, kids.
But she steals something that's alive.
Is it like my hopes and dreams? Because they've been dead for a while.
They have been. It's not those.
All right, we'll find out what you stole up next.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, sometimes you have one too many beverages on a night out, wouldn't you say?
Like a couple of cordials
that
you probably shouldn't have.
A couple of fun cordials, and you might do some silly things.
Yeah, obviously we promote drinking responsibly here at the radio station.
Absolutely.
First of all, both of us don't very drink much, so you know, we can't really relate to this.
I'm a two-drink Tommy.
Could have said Tiffany, but you know, that's a female. You're a female. Moving on.
Tiffany is my drunk alter ego, but she's never done anything this bad.
All right.
So a woman has woken up after a night out, and in bed with her, she found a dog.
All right. That's no way to speak about someone that you've brought home. Look, we all make bad decisions when we're out and about, but that's a bit unkind.
Not her own dog. Someone's dog.
Oh, like a dog.
On her way home, she has picked up someone else's dog.
What, from their front yard?
Brought it home with her and woken up next to a random dog.
If that was my dog, I would be livid. I know that she's probably having a great time, but that's, you know, no dog owner wants their dog to be stolen.
The dog owners
drunken
were just
rampage.
Thankful that, you know, the dog was fine and, you know, it was very well taken care of. but this lady, she was quoted as saying, "This is the third time I've kidnapped a dog without realising."
All right. She needs better friends surrounding her that don't let her walk home, because that is not just like some people come home and they're like, "I'm just going to eat a block of cheese."
I love the idea of her waking up in bed and going, again?
Damn it, Carla. We've spoken about this. No, that's not okay. That is not okay.
The third time. Like, she wasn't even concerned that she found someone else's dog. She was like, just happened again.
You know what she needs? And this might be a bit much. She needs to find a nasty dog that nips her. Because her drunk alter ego, whatever that person's name is, can be like,
dog napper.
I don't want dogs. There's dogs. No, they bite. Dogs.
Maybe just don't drink. I feel like she just can't handle her drinks.
Yeah, no. She just needs better friends around her. Yeah. And just, I would suggest the next time she goes to pick up a dog, her friends push her over to the ground.
Right.
And then make her focus on them chasing her. And swap it around, because stealing dogs is not okay.
No.
If your friends are helping you steal dogs, are they really friends?
Probably not. Doesn't sound like she's got a lot of friends around her.
I've assumed she's had friends. This is absolutely my bad.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Right now, I know you're in a bad place because you've hurt your leg.
Yes.
But I'm in my happy place. Has nothing to do with you being in your sad place.
It sounds really bad,
no,
Tim.
No, but as you know, I play football, like AFL footy here in Queensland for the Mud Crabs. Muddies for life. Nip, nip, nip.
Okay.
As we always say.
Do they?
Just me. But, you know, I'm trying my hardest. And first of all, the girls got the first win of the year this week, so that's massive.
Hey,
for the club.
Well done.
And I, as you know, am not good at the sport that I play.
Well, yeah. You guys haven't won a game all season.
No, not the team. Me personally, I am not good at footy. And I'm okay with that.
It could be to do with the fact that your knees are bad, your ankles are bad, your back's
unfit.
Bad.
You know, there's
you
many
can't breathe.
Reasons. There's just many
a lot,
reasons. Also,
a
just,
lot of contributing factors.
All right, we could go on for hours. But as I was saying, I found my happy place.
Okay, sorry.
I found my happy place.
I don't want to rip you out of your happy place.
No, I finally found my role in my footy team at the Mud Crabs, and I'm absolutely loving it.
What is your role?
It has nothing to do with actually playing sport. It has to do right before we go out and play the sport.
Oh, no.
So at the moment, my role, which I'm completely owning at the moment, and even people are saying, you're really doing well at this, Tim, is right after the breaks at like quarter time, half time, I'll say, all right, hands in, muddies on three. And then I count.
How have you gotten that job?
I just started it. I just took it.
Who's your captain? Doesn't the captain or the coach usually do that?
Well, yeah, but I've just, they're captaining and coaching. They're busy. I'm not doing much. I'm not playing good. I might as well do something to contribute to the team. So
how did you manage to steal that right?
I'm just the loudest.
Right.
So it just, muddies on three. One, two, three, muddies. And everyone's like, yeah, Tim. That hasn't happened yet, but it could. But what I've been doing as well, because it's my happy place. I know my role in the team now.
Right.
It's to really count to three and yell muddies. But I changed the way I count to three because someone's like, that was too quick. So instead, sometimes I'm like, muddies on three. One, two, three. Or muddies, one, two, three. Even this weekend.
Keep them on their toes.
This weekend, muddies on three. One, two, three. Right?
How sad is your life that this is your happy place?
Oh, mate, I've never felt more included in my life.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au. One, two, three, four.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, football fans have been a little bit upset with Optus Sports coverage.
Soccer, commonly known in Australia. Obviously, the 2018 Russian World Cup currently on in Russia. So happens it be.
And the FIFA World... the FIFA.
Keep going, buddy.
FIFA World Cup's viewership that they were expecting was about 3.2 billion viewers.
Almost half the population. And for Australian rights holders, Optus Sport and SBS got the viewing rights. Took it from Fox Sports, took it from Channel 9, which was massive. And every single day, the World Cup started on Friday, every day there has been a streaming issue with Optus Sport.
Yeah.
I have received, because I signed up for this, so I'm not happy.
Oh, really?
So I'm paying my money for this, and I've been trying to watch games, and they're just not loading.
Oh.
Because it's a streaming service.
Are you getting the screen that says there's an error occurred?
I am.
Wow. So apparently you're one of not so many. One of the Optus spokespeople has said that not too many people have experienced this. And they're trying to pin it on other service providers, saying that their Optus towers are doing fine. It's other towers that may be having the issue.
Because people are paying money for this. And I the World Cup's one of my favourite things in the entire world. And I'm so frustrated. I have to watch SBS. It comes on after the Vietnamese news. It's too hard to keep up with. I mean,
and look, the whole point of having the Optus on your phone is that you can watch it anywhere,
anytime. Anytime. 1-3 cabs will get you there. I don't know if that's a thing in Queensland.
You can check out this story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au. Hopefully they'll have it sorted very soon.
Well, they need to get it sorted before the Socceroos' next game on Thursday against Denmark.
Well, otherwise, that's a few days.
I will write letters.
We've got some time.
Physical letters.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, a lady has spoken at a TEDx Sydney conference over the weekend.
Now, TEDx conferences are those conferences, and like, no offence to TED.
Here we go.
But if you listen to a TED talk, you do not have a good frame of mind.
What do you mean?
It's like, hey, buddy, you can do it.
No.
Thanks, Ted.
The TED Talks stand for Technology Entertainment Design. It's about being the leader in your field.
Yeah. It's garbage.
All right. Well, you're not going to like the rest of this story.
Okay.
Chloe Curtis said that she has found a way that women in the AFLW...
Yep, new women's league.
...can... get 100% pay rise.
Wow.
On what they're getting paid currently. So currently, the AFLW, of course, they're only in their, third
this
year?
This will be their third year next year.
So they're not getting paid anywhere near the amount that the men are.
No.
But that competition's been running for a long time.
It's been running for 158 years. It's taken a long time.
The disappointing thing is, like, even though they're not getting, they're not going to make that amount of money straight away.
No.
They should, in my opinion, be getting paid at least enough so they don't have to have a second job. That can be their full-time job.
Well, it's tough because the competition actually only runs for about 2 or 3 months maximum. So
5 months.
5 months. Oh, year. Is it 5 months of the year?
Well, because they have pre-season training, and then they go into
fair enough
the actual season. So, at least five months of the year.
Yes.
That some people move interstate.
Yep.
They're foregoing their second job, or they're trying to find extra work that they can do.
All right.
And they're working 20-hour weeks as well as training for their football.
I would say that they should get a yearly wage, enough of a wage to cover what you would normally get for a year, because then that means when they're doing their job for the other 7 months of the year,
yep,
then they're getting more, and that's what professional athletes most likely
absolutely
get.
And she said, this is her theory.
Okay, here we
if
go.
If you give all the male AFL players a 1% pay cut, and you distributed the money to the players of the current 8 female teams,
mm-hmm,
it would give each of those women a 100% pay rise.
It's tricky because even though they're under the same brand, it's different leagues.
Mm.
It's different competitions. So you can't...
1% pay cut.
Yes, like, I know.
Does that not prove the disparity that is there?
Well, of course. That's like me and you complaining, why aren't we on Hamish and Andy money? We've been doing this for weeks. Like, there's a difference in length.
I understand that, but I think that if all it's going to take is a 1% pay cut for the men.
I agree. If it is possible, do it. But because that's like me saying, let's take off 1% for the AFL and give it to the NRL. It's different competitions.
It does make me wonder how the new NRL Women's League is going to be paid.
The AFLW has been a good trial so that the NRLW can hopefully get up and have to skip some of the problems that the AFLW has happened when it kicks off next year.
It will be interesting to see how they all go.
Yes.
Of course, the first few games will be kicking off very, very soon for those as well.
Very exciting. Well, look, it's not the worst idea. Hopefully, whatever it is, they can just get it up every single year. It's going to take time, but they're
on their
way.
It will take time, but there is ways to get around it. I think we need to explore them further.
All right, you can send that email. This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Jess, how are you feeling before we move on with the show?
What do you mean?
Well, your leg's propped up on a chair. You've hurt your leg.
You told me I'm not allowed to complain about this. Now you're directly asking me if I'm okay.
Well,
are you ready for me to unload?
I just want you to get all of your complaining out of the way so we can move on with the show. So here is an opportunity of 10 seconds of complaining.
I've never felt so uncomfortable in my whole life. Like, I can't find a comfortable position to sit in.
Yeah.
And my leg is in pain no matter what level I put it at.
So you twisted your leg playing footy. You got sent in an ambulance to the hospital.
It was so dramatic.
You got given the green whistle, which is like a pain relief, which is incredible. I have an idea though, because I've been looking for some form of relief in this studio every morning. Do you reckon we could get a green whistle in here? I just crack it if you're.
You understand how the green whistle works. You keep doing actions as if it's a glow stick.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a glow stick.
I'm aware. It's just sometimes when we're in this studio, just me and you, I feel like I need pain relief. So if we could get a green whistle in here, I don't know how that works legally.
I knew it was too good to be true that you're being nice to me.
It only took me 55 minutes. This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. 13, 12, 16. I want to know, what are some phrases that you don't like to hear that really set you off?
Yeah, because a list has come out.
Oh, it's incredible. A list has come out of phrases that upset dads the most. So this is when, say, for example, your wife's away on holiday, away for a work trip, just away, and people say comments that they think are compliments.
Yeah.
But they're not. So, for example, are you babysitting? It's nice to see a man looking after the kids.
Oh, it really is, isn't it?
Who ironed the kids' clothes? Was it you? Do you need help? But the number one phrase that annoys people, which is incredible, you're doing that wrong.
Oh,
that sets dads off proper.
Yeah. That sets me off.
That sets me off.
I've got a phrase that always annoys me is, just stop looking. When you stop looking, you'll find someone, Jess. Like, I haven't been looking for years.
You have been.
And I'm still single.
No.
That is a garbage thing to say to someone.
There's more fish in the sea.
Oh.
There's also more tears in my in my eyes, but you know.
Kayla has commented on our Instagram, just search Hit CQ. She said, where was the last place you had it? Sets her off. Because she's like, well, if I knew where the last place I had it was, I knew where it was.
I thought she was talking about something else.
Damn.
Mate, Give a bit of context before you just drop these bombs, okay? Phrases that set me off, I would say, have to do with, like, working hard, like putting a bit of effort.
Oh.
I'm always putting in a bit of effort.
Pull your socks up, Tim.
Nah, I'm all right with that one.
You're all right with that?
Talking about socks, you had a go at me today because apparently I've been wearing white socks with black runners. Well, not a cool look.
Not okay.
What's wrong with that? No, that set me off.
You look garbage.
That's
like, thank you for helping me this morning. I really appreciate all the effort you've gone to, but you look proper garbage.
Yeah. But see, that's that phrase. That hurts me. That sets me off. So 13, 12, 16, you don't have to be a dad. Any phrase that pays,
mm-hmm.
13, 12, 16, what's a phrase that really upsets you, really sets you off and triggers you, as the youth say? I've really enjoyed this word triggered that I've discovered.
Yeah, you've
in the
been
last few
pushing
weeks.
It a lot.
Oh, well, the kids are saying
I don't know
it.
If I'm okay with it.
Well, are you triggered? 13, 12, 16. What are some phrases that upset you? Give us a call. 13, 12, 16. We have been asking, what are some phrases that set you off, that upset you? Because a list came out that are phrases that upset dads of you're doing that wrong. It's good to see a man looking after the kids. And hi, honey. That one sets me off. How dare you welcome me into the home?
On our Instagram, Annalie has said, I told you so, sets her off.
You know what the worst things are? I think we've even done this before. When you have a disagreement and it's like, oh, I think this person's the actor in this movie. And you're like, oh, no, it's that person.
Yeah.
And then you forget about it. And then 10 minutes later, hey, yeah, I told you that it was
told you
Kevin
so.
Hart.
And you and I do this like, constantly.
Yeah, whatever. So, who cares, man? But on 13, 12, 16, it's not just dads we're wondering about. Mm. It's any phrase that annoys anyone. And we've had Nick call through from Rocky on 13, 12, 16. Nick, what's a phrase that really sets you off?
Hey, when people say, I literally died. I literally this. I literally that.
Yeah.
Jess, I mean, I use Jess. That quite often. It's Nick, it's my go-to.
Nick, the one thing that I'm not a massive fan of is when people say, it was literally the worst thing that's ever happened in my life. But if you say that more than once, that's not okay.
You say that ever, because, like, you know, like, there are wars that have happened that were pretty bad as well. Like, people are just crazy. I don't understand. It really pains me, because they obviously don't know what it... They mustn't know what it means exactly.
What real pain is. Like, there was... You're right, there was wars. The Great Emu War
like
of the 1800s. That was
used
it was terrible.
It's used it as an emphasis, I think. Like, that's how I use it. Like...
Yeah, but it's a bit
I literally... Top, I it's literally did this, you know?
Yes,
part of the problem.
He's done of it. You're part of the problem. Nick's right. You're part of the problem. Thanks for your call, mate.
Yeah, no worries.
And we got David from Rocky on 13, 12, 16. David, what are some phrases that set you off?
Probably the number one is, oh, that's just my opinion. Or that's just your opinion. When you're having an argument with someone.
It's, yes.
Crap, it's your opinion. That's why I'm saying you're wrong.
It's so good.
It's right up there with
my opinion.
It's right up there with no offense, isn't it, David? Like when someone goes no offense,
oh, no
and
offense.
Then they follow it with something really offensive.
Yeah. Well, it's like I'm not racist, but I don't like what? You know, what?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's not an excuse, and it's not an argument.
David, I love that the passion.
Yeah,
I'm really appreciating the passion in this. But don't you think the
it
worst
triggers
thing is
me?
Because it triggers. See, Dave knows youth language just like me. But Dave, don't. The thing is with the, well, that's just my opinion. That's someone going, oh, well, I know I'm wrong, but
that's right.
Whatever.
My opinion.
That, actually, it's just dawned on me the phrase that I hate the most. And you know this, Jess.
What is it?
When people say, whatever.
Oh,
you
yeah.
might as well call me the C word because, David, it's almost just as bad. So I know where you're coming from, mate. So thank you very much for your call.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
No worries, buddy. I'm sorry. I got fired up there.
Everyone got fired up.
All right, everyone take a deep breath. Ooh, sa.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, you were on the red carpet yesterday for the MTV Movie Awards.
Oh, my goodness. Let me just tell you, let me start with telling you who was there. Kim Kardashian,
ooh.
Kris Jenner, Chris Pratt, Zendaya. Like, it was, Chris, oh, my goodness, it was so epic. The guest list, the red carpet was rocking. The fans were pumped. I was screaming like a little 10-year-old ballerina. It was so much fun. But you know what I was most pumped about? Have you seen 13 Reasons Why?
Oh, yeah.
I love that show. Yeah, exactly. Well, the star, Catherine, the Aussie, she and I caught up on the red carpet, had a chat about everything. She told me she's not doing the third season, which is a shame. But they are doing a third season. Here she is on the red carpet. Catherine, love her.
Honestly, I'm just psyched to be nominated. It's amazing, you know, to like feel that you were able to play a character that so many people resonated with. So I think just her legacy in itself is the biggest reward.
It's good to say she's still got her Aussie accent, because some people lose it. Some people lose it.
I can't believe she's not coming back for season three.
Well, that's like, what happens.
Well, where is the story going to revolve around?
I don't know. That's a really good question. How will they bring it all back? I don't know. It's been so successful. It's nominated for Emmys and all kinds of things. I don't know. They're going to figure it out, I guess.
Unbelievable.
Well, fingers crossed, because obviously, I don't think I'm doing any spoiling at the moment, but a character doesn't make it. You find that out in the first episode of season one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But hey, the show's great, and it also has lots of information regarding mental health awareness as well. So thank you very much, Dean.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
See you, Dino.
You can check out everything MTV Movie Awards at hit.com.au, as well as everything that's trending right now.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
A lot of people would probably know by now, because I complain very loudly and very widespread.
What? You? Never. Never, bud.
I've gone and bunged me knee during footy yesterday. I was very excited. Finally convinced you to finally come watch one of my games.
Convince me. We play football at the exact same time every week. So
I make it to every one of your games.
Yeah. That's fair.
So we don't play at the same time.
I'm pretty busy.
And finally convinced you to come along and watch.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't like to toot my own horn because I'm not a very good player.
No.
But yesterday, finally, for the first time.
First time.
I started to understand what I was doing and my role on the team. And I was helping out.
2 months into the season, it's good to know. You're finally aware of the game.
I finally got there where I was helping out. I got into a few good tackles. I even ran the ball a few times.
I know. I was surprised by that. That was exciting to watch.
Yeah. And just as I was about to score my first try ever.
All right. Just a bit. You would have scored it if you scored it.
I was a metre away from the try line. That's as close as I've ever
gotten. You might as well be 100 metres away. If you don't score, you don't score. That's 1 or 100.
What my coach said.
Exactly.
But I felt like I got real close. And I was tackled and I landed on my knee funny.
No, you didn't land. Your knee got yanked back and you fell across it. That's what happened. I saw it.
You did.
Because I was there because I'm a good friend.
This is what I'm thinking. You've never been to one of my footy games.
No.
I've always... Not been injured at my footy games.
All right.
And I think.
Bring it on.
That you're a jinx.
I'm not a jinx.
I feel like you brought with you bad luck.
Yeah.
And things happen in threes. And this is the first thing that you've jinxed me with. And I don't know when the other two are coming, but I'm terrified.
As you're aware, I felt quite bad as soon as you did your knee. Because literally, I think 40 seconds before you did your knee, I texted a joke in a group chat that we're in.
Yep.
Jess has just done her knee intentionally so she doesn't have to play today. And then you did your knee. Not intentionally.
Definitely not intentionally.
But I don't think I'm a jinx. You directly
jinxed me. Maybe, you called exactly what was going to happen.
No, because in...
Before it happened.
No, because I said you intentionally did. If you'd done this intentionally, you really let the team down. And I think if you just tried a little harder, you wouldn't have been injured.
Wow. I have never wanted to punch you square in the face anymore.
Walk over here and try. It'll take you 4 hours. I'll get home and have lunch by the time you get here.
13, 12, 16. I want to hear from you guys. Because is Tim a jinx? Is this Tim's fault? Can I pin this on Tim
Absolutely
in any way?
Not. Well, because I joked about it 30 seconds before it happened.
And because you rocked up at my footy game and you've never been to one before.
What about all the
and
other
the day
people?
That you come watch me is the day that I do my knee.
Maybe
so you're the jinx, and I'm terrified as to what's to come.
You were so nervous that I was coming that you your body froze up. Like, it didn't get... didn't.
I don't want to impress you that much.
You probably didn't stretch, knowing you.
Oh, come
off it. You didn't warm up properly.
Come off it. 13, 12, 16 is Tim a jinx.
I'm not a jinx.
Tell him he's a jinx.
You're
Tell
a jinx.
Him he's the worst. This is your opportunity.
Get better knees. It's not my fault. 13, 12, 16, am I a jinx? For some reason on 13, 12, 16... Am I a jinx? Is Tim a jinx?
I feel like you have just brought bad luck upon me as of yesterday, Tim.
I am a good friend. I came to your football game because you've been begging and crying me for someone to come and watch you do this game.
I wanted you to watch me because I've been getting better.
No. Well, yeah. But also, as soon as you twisted your knee, I ran down to help. Do you know what I have to do? I had to scoff my hot chips and gravy and throw my drink in the bin.
You poor
just for
thing.
You. Who's had a worse day, me or you? You had to go to the hospital.
The word hero's been thrown around a few times, hasn't it, Timmy?
Thank you. Thank you. But on 13, 12, 16, because Jess is sour grapes, thinks that I'm the reason that she's twisted her
knee. I need someone to pin it on, and I don't think it was my fault, because it never is.
We have been asking on 13, 12, 16, am I a jinx? And we've got Rob from Chinchilla. Rob, am I a jinx?
I'm gonna go out on Jess's side this time and think, yeah, you are, because I reckon
absolutely
you pick on her too much.
Oh, Rob, real mates are mean to each other.
I love
no
you,
one's
Rob.
Nice to their mates. And Jess putting this on me, I feel like that's very
it's
unjust.
Absolutely his fault,
well,
Rob.
If you didn't like her, you wouldn't pick on her. So that's the other side of the coin as well.
Exactly. So Rob, you're on my side now.
Well, I'm on both sides.
Yeah.
No, but no help.
But he is a jinx, Rob. Like, it's his fault that I did my knee. So now he has to help me all the time, right?
Yeah, that's right. You've got to help her out.
All right.
Yes. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks for that, Rob.
No worries.
And we got Joe on 13, 12, 16. Joe, am I a jinx? Am I the reason Jess twisted her knee?
Mate, you are a massive jinx.
You are,
in fact, the reason she twisted her knee. I cannot believe that she has to work with you. She must be so unlucky.
Oh, Joe, I feel really unlucky having to work with Jim.
Who is this? Have you texted someone to call? What's going on? Joe, who are you?
Me and Joe aren't mates, but I feel like we should be.
Oh, we should definitely be mates. I will not jinx you at all. I will uplift your luck streak.
Who is this? Is this Joe? I don't think you're real.
No, we need to do like a ceremony or something, get the bad juju out of the air because I feel like there's something else coming. Joe,
why am I a jinx?
I will bring my rabbit's foot and lucky garlic.
Joe,
mate. You are a jinx because every time you go near someone, you jinx them.
When is another example of this happening?
Mate, my knee? The gecko? Oh my god, the gecko was the first thing.
How is that my fault?
I drank a gecko.
Stop yelling.
Fault.
Stop yelling.
She would not have drunk the gecko if you were not a massive jinx, mate.
You're absolutely right, Joe.
Right. Oh my god, I just got a flat tire. I wouldn't work.
Oh, Joe. Shut up.
I cannot believe. No.
Get to work, mate. I'm the reason you're late now, Joe. Oh, Tim from the radio is raising his late to work. Anyway, Joe, we got to go. But dodgy line here.
Okay, don't jinx anybody else the rest of the day.
I didn't hear that, but it doesn't really matter.
This
Joe.
Is all becoming so clear now. They say it happens in threes, Tim. My mum says that. So I've drunk a gecko. I've done my knee. What are you going to do to me next?
I don't really care.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
We have a few meetings today, as we always do. I think there's only one day a week that we don't have any meetings.
Yeah.
And a lot of offices and schools have meetings because obviously things need to get discussed and communication is key to a productive work environment, you would say.
I feel like I'm in like some workplace video.
Hello. Welcome. But I have some interesting statistics about what Aussies are actually doing during meeting time when they're at these meetings across workplaces. There was a survey done by Deliveroo, a food delivery service that's in some of the cities. For example, like you mentioned just before, 60% of people in meetings use their phone while they're in those meetings.
Absolutely. I'm scrolling through the gram. I'm sending emails.
How many times do I have to throw pens at you going, pay attention? 73% of people, and I do this very often, show up with a pen just so they look busy.
Oh.
They just have a pen and a notepad.
Yeah, you never take notes. It's always surprising. Your book is empty.
What is my last air check? So an air check is when you review the show. What does my last air check say?
It says the date.
You're right. It does.
It says air check and then the date. You've done a heading and you've written no words under the heading.
Look, I didn't get much out of the last meeting, but that's okay. Also, 1 in 4 people think about their grocery shopping. Think about what they're going to have for dinner that night. 1 in 3 don't say a word.
Oh, see, I'm very vocal in our meetings, though.
But it depends on the type of person you are.
Yeah.
Like, there's some people in a lot of offices that are just really, they don't say a lot, but when they speak, they really get the information across. Like,
right.
Tim and Jess, you're fired. Doesn't take a lot of words to get that out there, but it does get there.
Effective in making me cry.
Here's an interesting one. 7% of people flirt with other colleagues during meetings.
Who's flirting with their coworkers?
I don't know if this is like texting or something like this, but that doesn't sound okay to me.
Like, who's flirting? Enjoyed that brief you wrote, Susie.
Yeah. Ugh. Show me your spreadsheet.
Jim.
How is what I said any different to you?
So much worse.
But here is my favourite statistic that I found from this survey of what Australians are doing when they're in meetings at work or at school.
Mm.
Only 43% of these meetings are actually productive. So more than half.
Accurate. How many meetings do we walk out of? And be honest here, how many meetings do we walk out of and go, you know what, that could have been an email?
Oh, about 57%.
Oh, I'd say higher than that. I reckon there's only about one every week that we have that couldn't be an email.
Anyway, if the general manager's listening, we really enjoy the meetings. They're super productive. Thanks, guys. Why are you throwing us under the bus? I'm going to lose my job again.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, everyone started looking at Game 2 for the State of Origin 2018. Yep.
It's in Brizzy, isn't it, Game 2?
It's in Sydney.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not ideal. And Queensland really needs a win after the first game.
Well, yes, literally. Yeah. They need to win, otherwise they will lose.
Yes.
That's how sport works.
Billy Slater has said that he will be ready for the game. The selectors have said he has to prove his fitness by Wednesday.
I was going to say.
Because Wednesday they start training camps on the Gold Coast, getting ready for the next game.
I honestly think that he should miss it. There's people that are going to be, even an 80% Billy Slater, which is still a very incredible, one of the immortals, is going to be. But I honestly think there's a player that is, if there's fully fit someone that can replace him and doing a good job, leave him out.
Well, it's funny you should mention that because Newcastle's Kalyn Ponga.
Ponga.
Has been named as the last benchman.
Well, Kalyn Ponga's having an absolutely incredible season. He might win the Daly M medal.
Well, and they said that, you know, if Billy doesn't play, then we'll put Kalyn in. But now they're saying, even if Billy is ready to play, we're still going to bring Kalyn into the team.
Good.
Because he's going to be a good addition. So he'll be there.
I think that's what Queensland was missing in game one. Bit of enthusiasm from players like Kalyn Ponga.
Yeah, a young up-and-comer. It's really good to see they're giving some young kids a good chance in
absolutely
the State of Origin.
But, hey, I'm sure if Billy Slater gets in, he'll do well, as he always does.
Yeah, it's going to be a big game for Queensland.
It doesn't matter. They're probably going to lose to the Blues because the Blues are the best.
Here we go.
I gave you about a minute of being on your team there.
I was impressed that you were not slagging off Billy Slater.
Go the Blues.
You can check out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au as well.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
I think a common sentence that we've all heard before at some point in our life, it's who backstabbed the clarinet player?
Oh, those bloody clarinet players always get in a tough ride, aren't they?
Getting a tough ride. And I feel sorry for clarinet players because clearly clarinets are the way of the future. It's a musical instrument of tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we're all just waiting to arrive to
I love me a good woodwind instrument, Tim. Is it it's woodwind, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, mate.
I don't know.
It's a clarinet. No, the acoustic instrument. Timber and brass. No, story in the United States. Gone out of hand. And the clarinet player, in the end, has got a massive payout of over $380,000.
And so he should.
But he was denied entry to the biggest clarinetting school in the United States in 2014 after being one of the two top, like imagine like the NRL and the AFL or something type of draft. He was number two in the best up-and-coming clarinet players in the country.
How many up-and-coming clarinet players are there?
Oh, there would be millions, as you'd assume.
Oh, and, obviously.
But his girlfriend at the time, because he had to move away if he wanted to accept this university scholarship. It was fully paid for and everything.
But why wouldn't you if you're the best clarinet player?
He got an email from the university saying, sorry, we've actually rejected your scholarship. Can you please go on to the website and retract your application? So that's what he did after he found out. Turns out it was his now ex-girlfriend because she forged an email to him from the university saying this because she didn't want him to move away.
I mean, she didn't even let him follow his clarinet dreams.
Right? This is a movie. This is a film. Remember Whiplash?
Yeah.
That movie about the drums with J.K. Simmons? This is the next one. It's going to be called Blow. And it's going to be a cracker. But how ridiculous. So obviously he eventually found out what had gone on after he went to the university many years later and was speaking to the professor, and they said to him, we're so disappointed you ended up turning down our scholarship. And it was a full ride for 4 years. So he's had to go and do street clarinet performing like some joke. And it's all because of his girlfriend hacking because she was too lonely.
So how much money did he get?
$380,000.
Yeah, it's worth more than that. Surely. Clarinet makers make millions.
Exactly. There probably is one in the world. We should try and get the most famous clarinet player on in the world on the show.
Hey, if you play clarinet here in Central Queensland, give us a call.
13, we want to hear 16. From you. Give us the goss. Do you know about this and the scholarship? Have you applied for? Was this you?
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Tim, you have always said to me since we've met,
yeah,
that you want to one day be a brand ambassador.
That's right. I think it was the first thing I said to you. I was like, g'day, my name's Tim. Really excited to work with you. Do you know anyone that I can be a brand ambassador for? I feel like I have the body for it.
For those who don't know, a brand ambassador is essentially someone that puts their name to a brand.
Like say, for example, I was a brand ambassador for McDonald's, who don't need to pay for this advertising because McDonald's is advertising itself. And I was just like, yeah, eat fresh or whatever they're saying is. I'm loving it. Whoops.
Okay.
Whoopsie. Sorry, McDonald's.
This is why McDonald's don't want you.
See, I panic under the pressure.
A lot of people listening would know of our Hollywood entertainment reporter.
Your boy.
Mr. Dean McCarthy.
Yes, he's a beautiful man.
He's very talented in many ways.
He's got his fingers dipped in many different pots. Is that the saying?
Yes. Many different pots. He's not only our Hollywood entertainment reporter,
no,
getting all the juiciest Hollywood gossip.
He also works on American Idol.
Yes. And on the side, yeah, he has his own clothing label.
Swimwear.
Called Argyle Grant.
Yes. In particular, swimwear. And I think I am a perfect fit for his swimwear. It's got some budgie smugglers.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called, but they're like mini shorts for blokes.
Sure.
Also boardies and some other tight board shorts. And I think I would be a perfect ambassador and model for Central Queensland.
Because we're besties with Dean, tomorrow on the show, let's hit him up.
We'll pitch him.
You've already begged him on Instagram. He hasn't gotten back to us.
No.
So things aren't looking great. But I feel like he loves us enough, and if we put him on the spot enough,
yes,
he might say yes.
On live radio in front of thousands and thousands of people. But hey, 13, 12, 16, if you have any advice for me in our pitch for Dean, give us a call or send us a message on Facebook.
I feel like...
because this needs to go well.
You need to start thinking about what you can offer Dean in return.
My concern is that my body...
Yeah, that's a concern for me as well.
He doesn't do wetsuits, which covers up most of my problem areas, a.k.a. all of my body. So, but I can propose a beautiful... what's the word I'm thinking of? A beautiful approach and effort.
Oh, okay. Aesthetic?
Aesthetic. I'll just work hard. But we'll catch up with Dean tomorrow on the show. We got to get out of here, though, Jess. We can talk about how beautiful my body is all day long.
Tomorrow we're opening the courtroom of Tim and Jess.
Yep, you're going to have to listen out at 7:30 to find out what we're upset about at the moment. But
your
also,
chance
Jess,
to be the judge.
Yep, gearing up for Hockey Dad coming to the Strand in Yeppoon on June 30. We're very excited. I've got a few ideas to be their mascot. I'll fill you in later on this week. Hooroo!
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.